Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I have daily affirmations for you. Now, this is going to be your New Year blueprint to a calmer life, and I think that you are probably listening to this at the beginning of the new year or at the very end of 2023. And I thought it was a perfect time to actually put together some affirmations that we can be aware of and begin to put into our life as actual tools for managing our anxiety and promoting a positive mindset, because we already have enough pull on us in the world for negativity. And we are usually pretty aware of when things are negative, when they're not, but sometimes we're not. And sometimes we forget that our mind in and of itself will tend to go to the negative to keep us safe, to protect us, to have us just checking out our environment, making sure everything's okay. So we need to counterbalance that with some thoughts of our own that we think consciously. Now, I'm going to share a list of affirmations that can help with this positive mindset, and they may or may not be helpful to you. Some people love affirmations and do really well with them, adding them into their life and having them be a part of their daily routine. Now, other people pay no mind to them. It doesn't matter. They don't want to do it. It sounds silly, but our words that we speak to ourselves are very powerful. So, of course, you don't want to say things that don't fit for you. They don't feel right. I totally get it. So feel free to choose the affirmations that resonate most with you or adapt them to suit your personal preferences better. Reciting or reading affirmations regularly can contribute to a more positive and empowered mindset. So I have some for you today, and I hope that you'll be able to, again, adapt them if needed, recite them on a regular basis, jot them down in your journal, come back to this and just listen to it, whatever works for you. But having powerful, positive words that we have going on in our own heads can really make a difference. So play with it a little bit and see what can work for you. So let's get started with the ones I have out for you today. I am strong and resilient, capable of overcoming any challenges that come my way. Each day is a new opportunity for growth and positive change. I trust in my ability to handle whatever comes my way with grace and courage. My mind is calm, and I am in control of my thoughts and emotions. I release the need to worry about things that are beyond my control, focusing on the present moment. I choose peace over anxiety. I take a space to make a decision which way to go. And I am creating a life filled with tranquility. I am deserving of happiness, and I am open to receiving joy in all aspects of my life, big joy and little joy. I let go of perfectionism and embrace the beauty of progress and learning. I am on my way. I'm surrounded by love and support, and I am not alone in facing my challenges. My breath is a source of calm. I can return to it whenever I need to center myself. I release the past and forgive myself. Today is a new day filled with possibilities. I am worthy of self-care, and I prioritize my mental and emotional well-being. I'm on the right path, and life itself is guiding me toward positive outcomes. I am resilient, and the setbacks that I experience are temporary. I learn and grow from every experience. I believe in my ability to create positive change in my life. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I hope that some of those will be helpful for you. They feel good. They feel good to say. If one of them rubs you the wrong way, just let that one go. Don't put that one down in your journal. It's okay. We're all different. But when incorporated into our daily lives, affirmations possess the transformative power to shape our mindset and influence the course of our experiences. So by repeating positive affirmations, we engage in a deliberate practice of redirecting our thoughts toward optimism and self-empowerment. And who else is in charge of where we direct our thoughts. That's up to us. And habits form, whether they be conscious habits or unconscious habits. So if you need a little more positivity in your life, if you want to change the direction just a little tiny bit of where you are going, try adding these affirmations, because then you are engaging in that deliberate practice of directing your thoughts. You are the only one that can do that. And these affirmations act as like a compass, guiding us away from the depths of anxiety, the wormhole, darkness, and the self-doubt toward more the shores of resilience and our inner strength that is burning inside there. The simple act of affirming our capabilities and embracing a positive outlook really begins to cultivate a mindset that attracts opportunities. We get to see what's out there. Instead of being so lost in our anxious rumination, our worried way of being, we can begin to see what is out there. And it almost feels like a miracle. But those things were there before. We just can't see them when we're so preoccupied with distress and negativity. We can see things that encourage us on our personal growth path. And we can see a deeper connection with ourselves as we begin to have a lighter way of thinking. Over time, affirmations become a habit, and they become a cornerstone of self-love and mental well-being, helping to empower us to face challenges with courage, appreciate the present moment, and create a future infused with purpose and positivity. Ultimately, the impact of affirmations extends beyond the words. They become a powerful force for shaping a more fulfilling and balanced life. Use them to step in to a new day with a new attitude. I want to take a moment and talk a little bit about the breath. One of the affirmations was, "My breath is a source of calm. I can return to it whenever I need to center myself." This is a wonderful one to commit to memory, so that you can actually come back to your breath, because it can be a source of calm for you if you are breathing in a correct, calming manner. Of course, there's all kinds of ways to breathe. There are all kinds of breath exercises. There's a lot of breath work out there claiming to do a lot of different things. What we want to do here is return to our breath as a source of calm. And that calm breath is not breathing in the upper third of your lungs, which you are probably doing right now, just unconsciously, but to actually breathe into, we say we're breathing into our belly. What's actually happening with that source of calm breath is our diaphragm is doing the work. Our lungs don't really, they fill up and they close down. But where the work happens is from our diaphragm. And our diaphragm flattens out, allowing those lungs to fill. And with that, our belly goes out because the diaphragm is pushing down. And we can't do this if we have a tight belly. So you want to relax your belly. That's all you need to do. The diaphragm will flatten out. The lungs will fill up. And then the diaphragm relaxes, which pushes it back up again. And the lungs collapse and push the air out. But this is a deeper breath. Now, it doesn't have to be a big, deep breath. That can set people off course with their breathing. But you don't want it to be this little short, fast breath in the upper third of your lungs either. So what do we do? Because I have many people question, how do I breathe? Every time I try to do the breathing in a meditation, I get confused and I feel like I can't catch my breath. I totally understand that. And I want your breath to be a source of calm so that you can return to it whenever you need to center yourself. And that means I want you to relax your belly. Just right now, relax your belly. And then breathing in through your nose, a regular breath, don't force it. And then breathe out with your belly relaxed, longer and slower. Really let the exhale be complete. And then before you know it, your inhale will come in all by itself. And if your belly's relaxed and you've had a nice exhalation, the inhale will take care of itself, and it will be letting the diaphragm flatten out because your belly's relaxed and your lungs are filling. And this slower breathing is stimulating the vagus nerve, which is in turn stimulating your parasympathetic side of your autonomic nervous system. That's your rest and digest, peace and calm of your nervous system. And when we breathe those short, fast breaths in the upper third of our lungs, we're not engaging the peace and calm side of our nervous system. We are engaging the sympathetic side of our nervous system, which is our fight or flight. We feel like we got to get up and go or fight. And that's not where we want to be. Not when we are returning to our breath as a source of calm. Because your breath is always with you. And if you can befriend this healing form of breathing, you will be amazed at how quickly you can avert a trip down the wormhole. I know I've mentioned it here many times that when I understood that I could breathe myself into or out of a panic state of mind, I was thrilled. It was like my life changed. The lights went on. Your breath is that important. And so even though we are talking about a lot of different affirmations here, I think this one is the one I'd like you to commit to memory so that you can just let your breath be your guiding light, your best friend, your helping hand that can keep you out of the wormhole, your safety net, and it's always with you. Again, use these affirmations and use your breath to step into the day with a new attitude. And now for today's quote. When you invest in yourself, you have an instant credibility with your biggest critic, you. As soon as you let doubt creep in, you lose that investment. Make a daily commitment to assess your worth with positive affirmations and watch your investment grow. And that's from C. Tony Graham. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.